What have you uncovered about this Gulf spill and what's happening in the atmosphere with toxic rain?
Well, the toxic rain issue, you know, being number one, that on PBS.org we have evidence from worst-case expert scenarios that we've passed 300 million gallons of crude oil spilled into the Gulf, not to mention how much natural gas is also in the atmosphere. So what we're seeing is a volatile situation with warmer and warmer waters as we approach August and we, you know, move through July, and we're coming into hurricane season. But there's another phenomenon happening, and that is the highly toxic chemicals in the crude oil are evaporating into the atmosphere. And some of those chemicals, I just want to go over some of them from the National Library of Medicine Toxic Town website, because a lot of people don't know what we're breathing, and then we're going to discuss how far these chemicals are traveling.
Okay.
Really going to shock you. But benzene first has been talked about a lot, and this chemical now it's been accepted that you can have 5 parts per billion in the air and it not be harmful, but now we're getting reports in certain areas of 3,000 parts per billion, 1,500 parts per billion fluctuating in the Gulf region. So we have levels of benzene that are enough, according to the National Library of Medicine. It actually states breathing very high levels of benzene or eating or drinking foods contaminated with high levels of benzene can cause death. And it can cause lung cancer, and it can cause convulsions and dizziness and paralysis. So we're already seeing reports actually in very small town newspapers in Texas of people dying from having swam in the Gulf waters. We have chromium, iron, mercury, the deadly chemical mercury in the fuel, actually in the fuel itself. Toluene, another very deadly chemical, and sulfur dioxides, which are actually just as volatile and just as deadly.
Of course, yeah.
So we're talking about levels that are so high. We have 300 million gallons of the fuel sitting there, and we have some potentially good today that they're capping the well. But we're sitting on top of a toxic time bomb here that is largely being ignored. And from my sources inside of the NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, all of the employees and all of the department heads in there with all of their PhDs are just ignoring the facts of evaporation, what reports are starting to appear on YouTube. And when I started to see some of these reports, you know, the first report I saw was from a farmer in North Carolina or South Carolina. And, you know, one thing I know from being a tree planter and combed the earth for 22 years myself is that farmers know more about what's happening in the earth, in the land, than anybody with a PhD sitting there with a piece of paper. And that is one of the problems my source in NOAA is saying, is these people are not even awake. I send her all these reports, all of the videos, and we're about to go into the areas that are being affected.
Now, David, if this cap works, mm-hmm. will this toxic rain and other environmental problems continue, and if so, for how long?
They will absolutely continue, and if you follow the Gulf Stream, where you see the flow of warm air, you know, following the ocean currents all the way out of the Gulf, around the southern tip of Florida, all the way up the eastern seaboard, you'll see where the fuel is going to be carried and where the fumes are going to be carried. In fact, someone sent me a video from the FLIR cameras that were used to, in Mexico, they saw UFOs on the forward-looking infrared cameras.
Yeah.
Those cameras, they have special cameras there that can see evaporation happening live. In fact, there was a news report on the news of the camera being used at a gas station, and the customers were just shocked looking through the lens and seeing how much vapor is evaporating when you're filling up your tank. Well, those hydrocarbons and fuels and mercury and benzene and sulfur dioxide are evaporating off of the crude. And the rate of evaporation, the warmer the water gets, the higher the evaporation. Now, those fumes are, you're talking about, you know, cubic volumes in millions of cubic meters of evaporated fuel floating in the atmosphere, just waiting for a weather system to come in, pick up those moisture droplets, and start carrying them north.
Now, does this stuff all go up into a cloud-like formation, David, or how does it drop down on us?
Well, first it just goes into the humidity factor in the air, and being the tropics and Florida, you're talking about high levels. And levels of benzene that are so high that if you breathe it even locally, you could actually die over a period of time. But and the period of time doesn't have to be that long. I mean, we're already seeing, you know, secret videos on YouTube of oil spill workers being carried away in ambulances that appear to be either critically ill or dying. And the police assisting British Petroleum in the cover-up of that process. And that point alone really disturbed me, because you're seeing a corporation usurping a government body, a government entity, which is illegal and unconstitutional. And you see this woman with her camera, and she's not afraid of this, you know, 6'4" police officer trying to get her out of the way from seeing this, this oil spill worker, an African-American, being carried away and probably near his death. We know from reports on the Exxon Valdez spill, which was a fraction of this spill, only 11 million gallons as opposed to 300 million gallons.
A lot of people got sick.
Most of the workers didn't live past 50. So let's look at where the reports are coming from. I'm seeing YouTube reports from North Carolina, South Carolina, all over Florida, all over the state of Atlanta, Texas. You're seeing leaves after a rain burning holes and burning and scorching the plants. You're seeing organic farmers in the Midwest, literally in the Mid-East West. You're seeing their entire corn crop destroyed.
It's going up that far?
Even further. Wait, how far we go. We have a report from North Dakota on the Canadian border.
Oh, my.
And they're, what they're seeing is dead fish all over the lake. Dead fish all over the lake. Now, let's stop there, because all the fish are dying in North Dakota in the lakes. And all of the 4th of July fishermen were shocked when they showed up with their fishing rods, and there's, all the fish are dead. And there's fuel, a thin layer of oily film on the surface of the water. Now, how the heck did these fumes get all the way to North Dakota and then Ontario, Canada? The same reports.